Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 365, Weapons and Tactics, Part 5, Peace, Omnipotent. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the sixth month, on the 25th day of the sixth month.
Dear Dan, this is the last part of the series on weapons and tactics. More can still be learned, but these may serve as a starting point for further instruction. The peace of God, purchased on the cross by the Lamb of God, is different than the peace of man. Peace that is sued for by man comes from a foundation of fear, poverty, lack, weakness, timidity, perversion, and treachery. The peace of God builds a wall of defense that is stronger than the enemy, and cannot be penetrated or discerned by the camp of the wicked. The peace that comes from God is built on a foundation of justice and equity, and brings healing to warring parties. This peace gives rest to the weary. It gives sight to the blind, strength to the feeble, power to the powerless, hope to the hopeless, goodness to the broken, and love to those who are hated. For it is written, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
Oh, for all I cannot understand, my loving Father holds the answers in his hands. We don't know why, when the world is lost in shadows, there is a light that will remain. The love he gave that can't enough. Love that game that can't enough.